And now we go on stage, our look at what's happening culturally across the country, from marching band competitions to poetry slams to music festivals.
I've been traveling down this road, I got nothing left to show. Guess I'll keep your stuff up and on. Oh, me, oh, Lord of mine, guess I'll just up and travel on.
That was musician David Holt performing at the Old Time Banjo Festival in Alexandria, Virginia. Before that, we heard Scott Gates at the Mandolin Festival in Fullerton, California. And we began with Carlos Perez playing at the New Mexico Classical Guitar Festival. This weekend, it's the Tampa Bay Ukulele Getaway in Clearwater, Florida. It has performances, workshops, and a luau. Steve Boyson founded the festival, which is now in its fifth year. He plays the ukulele, and he's also a bass musician, and he joins us from Tarpon Springs, Florida. Hi, Steve.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Steve. I was hoping I could actually get to this thing, as hard as that might be to do, but I understand it is sold out.
It sold out, yeah. It sold out in 8 hours this year. We were shocked. Tickets went on sale on midnight, and by the time everybody got up, they'd already sold out.
Is that the fastest they've ever gone?
Yeah, that's unusual. And social media had a lot to do with that because we've been promoting it on Facebook.
Now, I understand the theme is strumming my cares away. So tell us about what it's like down there. What will be happening this weekend?
Well, we follow the same format each year, which is where, people attend workshops where they learn how to play from expert players that we bring in, and they attend performances by those players. We have vendors where they can buy and shop for ukuleles and related products. But I think the biggest thing is that they get to hang out together and they get to jam and they get to play. It's very participatory. People don't want to just come and observe. They want to play. They want to participate in jam sessions. They want to get up on an open mic and play. So they just spend the whole weekend hanging out and strumming their cares away.
And they come with their ukuleles in tow so they can play.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sometimes several ukuleles.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Everybody who comes to this plays. They might be a beginner or they might have been playing for years, but they come to play.
Steve, I was reading on your website about the musicians performing, and some of them listed their inspirations as artists like Madonna, Cyndi Lauper, Miley Cyrus. I mean, people I don't think of as associated with the ukulele. So I get the sense that the ukulele music being played this weekend will have a huge variety.
Yeah, the ukulele is enjoying a surge of popularity in the last few years, but people still kind of peg it. They say, well, it's Hawaiian music or it's Tin Pan Alley music. But just like any instrument, you can play anything you want on it. You can play punk rock, you can play country music, you can write your own songs. So it's not just one style of music, although we do always try to include a little bit of everything. And then because we have a luau, obviously we have Hawaiian music too, which is closely associated with the instrument.
One of the artists performing at the Ukulele Getaway this weekend will be singer-songwriter Victoria Vox, and we want to play part of her song called Ukulele Lady, so here it is.
If you like a ukulele lady, ukulele lady like a you. If you like to linger where it's shady, ukulele lady linger too.
Steve, many of your musicians this weekend, I understand, are multi-instrumentalists, but Victoria specializes in the ukulele. This is her main instrument?
Yeah, that's mainly what she plays when she performs. I think she started on guitar, but at some point in her career, she was exposed to the ukulele and really found that it suited her voice and her style of songwriting. And a lot of people have had that happen.
Yeah, I'm reading her bio in front of me. It says the ukulele proved to be an excellent vehicle for her songwriting while not getting in the way of her vocals. That's really interesting.
Yeah, it has kind of a limited range, but it works and it can. Blend well with other instruments, and it's kind of a different sound than a guitar, which has a deeper register.
We read that the ukulele had kind of a golden age during World War I. Would you tell us about its history and particularly that period?
Well, it's associated with Hawaii, of course, and it was an instrument that originally came to Hawaii from Portugal. They brought over a little guitar, and it was adopted by the Hawaiian royal family at the time, so it became a popular instrument there. And then when Hawaii became a part of the United States and they were promoting tourism, it was kind of the whole package, along with a pretty girl on the beach with the palm trees and the sun and the ocean. So
right.
The ukulele was associated with that kind of tropical paradise. But the ukulele also filled another role in that it was inexpensive and it was easy to play without years of lessons and learning about music.
In the 1920s and 30s, one artist who played a lot of ukulele was Cliff Edwards, also known as Ukulele Ike, apparently. And he was also famous, maybe more famous, for being the voice of Jiminy Cricket in Pinocchio. Here he is playing Hang On To Me.
Stop stalling, begin falling, the way I fell for you. Hang on to me, hang on to me. I'd like to hang you on my family tree. Oh, we gotta get together, better start in now.
It's interesting. It's a little Hawaiian, but also more folksy, so you start to sort of sense this spillover of different kinds of music coming together in that instrument.
Yeah, and he was associated a lot with Tin Pan Alley. You know, the Gershwins wrote songs for him to perform in the Broadway musicals. He introduced the song Singing in the Rain in MGM musicals in the late 20s and early 30s, so he was actually associated a lot with Tin Pan Alley and Broadway and later with Disney.
And then ukulele was also popular in the 1950s. The TV and radio host Arthur Godfrey played it regularly on his show. I know you mentioned that you feel like the ukulele is having a surge of popularity now. Any reason for why you think that is?
I don't know. I think the internet had a lot to do with it. You know, people started posting videos of themselves on YouTube, and they started connecting and forming little clubs. And eventually that kind of crept over into, popular music, where you had artists like, you know, Jason Mraz playing ukulele. Somebody played it on, American Idol, one of those singing contest shows. People who were even unaware of its history just saw it as kind of a quirky and different instrument that they could add to their sound.
Steve, your own daughter, Amanda Lynn, will be performing this weekend. I understand she often performs with you in the group called the Barn Kickers. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And did she come to it first, or did she pick this up from Dad?
Well, she'd been playing music for a long time. She always sang, and she played clarinet in school. And when I got into the ukulele, we performed at a festival, and I bought one for her. And then now she's just totally into it. And like Victoria Vock, she also finds it's a very effective tool for writing her own songs and accompanying her voice. So she'll switch back and forth between ukulele and guitar now.
We have a song of the two of you together. She's singing and playing the ukulele, and then you're on bass. This is called One Less Tear.
One less reason to get up before noon. One less ukulele I've got to tune. Now that it's over, there's one less goodbye and one less tear to cry.
I'm trying to think how many fathers and daughters out there get to play ukulele together.
Actually, quite a few. We've even had at our open mics grandfather and granddaughter playing together. So there's a lot of families that play together.
You mentioned the simplicity of it is one thing that draws people. If you had to say what you think the main lure is of the ukulele, what do you think that is?
It's not intimidating at all. You know, if you were to take piano lessons or go to buy an electric guitar and an amplifier at a music store, it sounds like a big deal and a big commitment. Spending, you know, $50 or $60 on a starter ukulele and watching a YouTube video that teaches you how to play is kind of an easy introduction. And of course, there's clubs like ours all over the country. So when you're doing it as part of a social thing and you're making new friends and sitting around and playing together and everybody's encouraging each other, it gets people who otherwise probably wouldn't play music to start to play, which is a great thing in itself.
Steve Boyson is the founder of the Sold Out Tampa Bay Ukulele Getaway, which is happening this weekend in Clearwater, Florida. Steve, thanks for speaking with us, and have fun this weekend.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
And we're listening here to a YouTube video of Philadelphia musician Colin Coleman on the ukulele. He'll be performing this weekend at the Tampa Bay Ukulele Getaway. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.